the Wailers, live at radio station KSAN, K-S-A-N, one of the best freeform radio stations in the country. They hosted the Wailers in 1973. So we'll hear what that sounds like up next, Mile Jamaican. So the Wailers had two albums out in 1973, their debut for Island Records, Catch a Fire, and then that went over so well they did Burnin' later in the year, and so they were touring on behalf of that, and Bunny Wailer was a little burned out. He didn't want to go to England or America during the winter, so they substituted Joe Higgs, and then the group hit the road, and they were opening for Sly and the Family Stone. And I've been tracking through this album, I've been telling you that Sly was threatened by Bob's success, and Sly was a big name in the soul world as well, but a lot of people were coming out to see the Wailers, and then they were packing up and not staying for the headliner. So after I think four shows, Sly Stone had enough of that and kind of abandoned them, I think in Las Vegas, if I remember correctly. So somehow, one way or another, they made their way to the West Coast and were invited, I think October 20th or 21st, they had a couple shows in San Francisco, so they were able to play live in the studio. So imagine, wouldn't that be great? Imagine a world, 1973, when nobody really knew what reggae was yet, and five dreadlocks come in, probably behind a cloud of green smoke, set up their gear and sing, Get Up, Stand Up. Smile to me.